The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Thursday morning, and welcome to another edition of Analyze This here on your NPR station, the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX FM. With yours truly, Neville James. It's a beautiful day in paradise, a little hazy, but yes, I'm back. You know, I was off island for a little bit, right? You know, on Derby weekend, I like to head up to the New York City area and hang out. I did not go to the Kentucky Derby. I know everybody's out to believe for, you know. He ain't there, so that mean he got show chill dunks. No. I left that to some of my other friends this year. They had a wonderful time based on what they told me. I've been to the Derby 3 times. Like I saw it with the Derby, though, from the standpoint that on Derby Day, it rained all 3 times. The first one in 2004. Smarty Jones won the Kentucky Derby that year. A wicked thunderstorm came down. That was my very first Kentucky Derby. Wicked thunderstorm came down like about an hour and a half before the race. An hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I went again in 2013 when Kevin Krieger, I was actually working Kevin Krieger and Victor LeBron, two St. Croix jockeys, and Gary Nicholas. He was also assistant trainer for a horse that year in the Triple Crown. Went there that day. That was, I had a lot of Virgin Islanders went to support Kevin Krieger and Victor LeBron. And it rained like crazy all day long. Day before was perfect. But Derby Saturday was not good. Then I went back again 6 years later, 2019. That year I actually drove down from New York. I flew into New York, spent like 4 or 5 days there, and then drove down on the Monday. Spent the whole week for the most part from Tuesday to Sunday morning in the Midwest, in the Bluegrass State. And let me see, I'm trying to think. Yeah, Friday was perfect, beautiful weather, and then the Saturday. And Saturday was perfect for the most part, you know, and then right before the turf race, they typically hold the Turf Classic right before the Kentucky Derby, rain come down again. So I haven't been to the Derby. Of course, in 2020, they delayed the Kentucky Derby from the first Saturday in May to the Labor Day weekend, the first Saturday in September, because of COVID. They had to make their adjustments. Not many people attended that one. And then they were pretty much back to normal in 2021, 2022. I'll never walk in this gig. You know what I'm saying? So what, but Derby weekend, I like to head up to New York because I get to do it. You know, I get to do a couple of things, you know. I can play the race. I can see live races in New York over at Belmont or Aqueduct in New York. And then I can, you know, hang out at the hardest track at night, Meadowlands, which is arguably my favorite track right now. I like hardest racing at the Meadowlands. So, no, I did not go to the Kentucky Derby, but I saw it was an exciting race. 3 horses hitting the wire together. And my phone was blowing up, you know what I'm saying? And the Japanese horse in the middle, right? That was wild. Because Japanese been trying to win the race now for a lot of years, and they're getting close. Be careful. I'm trying to get the trainer of the Kentucky Derby winner to come on the show sometime soon, Ken McPeak. Because I texted him on Friday. That's my friend. And I met him in 2017. One of the consultants for VIGL, Jerry Carroll, at the time. He and I, you know, we became good friends. And so I went up to my fall trip when I had to see me missing in October and early November. That's because I had to go to the 2 championships for the harness and horse racing. Well, in 17, I went 2017, I went to the Breeders Crown at Hoosier Park in Indianapolis, and then the Breeders Cup at Del Mar. That was like 6 weeks after the hurricane. And hurricanes had hit us, you know. And I was introduced to Ken McPeak. So I texted him on Friday. I said, good luck in the big races this weekend. And he won both of them. He won the Phillies, the Kentucky Oaks race on Friday. That was a blowout. And then he won that thriller on Saturday. So Ken McPeak is on the highest of highs, you know what I'm saying? So congratulations to him. So I'm trying to get him on at some point so the people in Virgin Islands go hear from a big shot like Ken McPeak live on direct here on the show. So we're supposed to have the Monarch on, the Carnival Monarch. John Gotti is supposed to be joining us this morning here in hour number one. And then in hour number two, we're going to talk some politics. Hopefully get Dwayne Henry on to talk some Bush tea. I also going to get see if I could get Doug Skoll on as well. Because we're starting to see some revelations on multiple fronts. And I know yesterday, yesterday we had the Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to oust, what's his name again? Mike Johnson. And that failed miserably. That was embarrassing. You know what I mean? So, and they really want to make the legislative branch of government, the Congress, a puppy show. And that's a joke, man. That is a joke. You know what I'm saying? And the Democrats have decided that they're not going to be a part of the puppy show. So I was on Twitter last night, and one person said that the Democrats should have gone along with what Green wanted and they have no obligation to protect a Republican speaker from being removed. And, you know, on the surface, maybe there may be some truth to that. There's also something that the Democrats shouldn't do, right? They shouldn't be a pawn for Matt Gaetz like they were in December when they went along with getting rid of McCarthy. Of course, McCarthy brought that onto himself because, you know, after the Democrats cut a deal with him to keep the government open, he turned around and lied on them, you know. But at the same time, the Democrats shouldn't be predictable that whenever one of the crazies that they'll call them. That's what the Republicans will call certain members of their caucus. The crazies. Whenever they want a change in leadership, that they should be of the expectation that the Democrats going to vote with them just because Democrats are on the opposite side of the island, Republicans. Once you become predictable like that, then what purpose you serve? You can't use. So they said no. That's number one. Number two, this term is almost over. Why should they do something now? I can understand if we're at the midway point or before the midway point. But once you cross that threshold, right? No, sir. Why should you take on that responsibility after clearly this Congress has been non-functional and deemed one of the worst Congresses as it relates to productivity in the history of the institution? No, sir. Know what I'm saying? So, in this case, the Democratic congressmen and women in the House, they're right. Now, just because Marjorie Greene want to get rid of Mike Johnson because he worked with us, you know, don't mean that she should get what she want. No. I voted for him, claimed that he was a loyal disciple for Donald Trump. So you know, you stick with him. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see how the next 7 months play out. Actually, it's the next 6 months, because the election is the first part of November, you know. And the real issue is the presidential election. And hopefully, you know, they exercise that ability to walk and chew gum at the same time. Okay? Which is perform, you know, their, you know, legislative duties of being the authorizing and legislative branch of government. Because that's embarrassing, isn't it? Seriously, what's going on there? That's embarrassing. So it was good to see that the Democrats didn't fall for this trick. You know, it's like when we were small, used to get a cereal called Trix. And it's a silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. You know what I'm saying? And this is a trick, you know, where because one got a problem with the leadership, well, we know the Democrats hate them enough, so what we're going to do is we're going to just make a motion to vacate. No, sir. That motion lose. And I'm trying to pull up the actual vote now. Because I don't think it was close either. You check? And country need leadership right now, man. And right now, they ain't gain it. Right, let me pull this up now so we can explain it. See there? The vote on the motion to table Green's resolution, which is we're gonna table it and can't bring it back. Right? 359-43. So it had 402 members voting on it. 359 divided into 402. Just to let you know what percentage. That's close to 90%, right? 359 divided into 402. 89% of the members rejected Marjorie Greene yesterday by supporting this motion to table, this vote, supporting a vote to table her motion, you know. We'll see what happens here now. Now, of course, you know, I was in New York and allies were in downtown New York City because they had explosive run-ins going on downtown in the code room. So we're going to break that down in hour number two. And hopefully we could have some more debate, discussion with that. Wendell Henry joins us, and hopefully Doc Skoll as well. Check this out. I got a number for that man. Yeah, I got a number for that man for you to call that man. You guys there? Yeah. No. Thursday. They move it Thursday, May 9th. I got an updated one here. Yeah, so check this out. Yeah, I got a number for you to call him, man. It was supposed to be yesterday, but correct. Correct. Yeah. So, we're supposed to, call. See if he's available. The Calypso Monarch, John Gotti. Not the original John Gotti itself. Right? And he apparently is the, he won the competition a couple Saturdays back. So, we're going to talk a little bit about being a Calypso Monarch. I want to give a shout out to the WTGX Employees of the Year. On the St. Thomas side, Yunel Maduro. What's up, Yunel? Congrats. And all that good stuff. And on the St. Croix side, Marisol Garcia. Guy now, Marisol. I'm saying so. Give a shout out to both of them. No answer. So hopefully we can get in contact when we call you again during the break. And see if he joins us as well. And to all of the government agencies, the employees of the year. I think the event is a Thursday event on St. Thomas, and then a Friday event on St. Croix. Right? So I gonna call Richie Mota to get some more details on that. But I think that's the deal for 2024. I think it's tonight in Iraq and tomorrow on the Big Island. Okay? Also, it's Price from Relay for Life. She had reached out to me, so I go and call her and set up a conversation because I believe the Relay for Life is slated for June, right? And we definitely support that because that's a meaningful and big time event. Okay, yeah, June 1 and June 2nd, right? So it starts on Saturday, June the 1st, and it goes into Sunday, June the 2nd. Okay, and America Cancer Society, Relay for Life, the Virgin Islands. So we're trying to get them on there as well. Then it's also my understanding that there's a wellness summit coming up in the Virgin Islands. I think the Department of Health and the Governor's Office are knocking that one out. And that's supposed to be, because I was reading that article on the source, that's supposed to be sometime in June, right? So we definitely want to get the leadership on to talk about that, because I think there's some registration involved. And we got a Wellness Fair, okay? A Wellness Fair that was announced. And we got a lot of medical professionals are going to be here in the territory. And healthcare services are being offered at no cost to the residents. I see a source article here from Monday, right? And they got this big shot from Department of Health, Dr. Ty Hunt, Caesar, right? The Devote Camille. That's the notorious TC, right? HC. He's the Chief Medical Officer of the Virgin Islands Health Department. And they got this wellness fair that's going to be held around the same time as the Relay for Life. It actually starts the Saturday, same Saturday, June the 1, June 1st. But this one runs through June the 9th. So it's a 9-day deal. Relay for Life is from Saturday to Sunday. This wellness fair is going to be from Saturday to the next week, Sunday. And USVA residents will have free access to medical treatments and evaluations, including dental and optometry services, pediatric physical exams, mental health assessments, and various health screenings and tests. So we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break. Be back right after this.
St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
Sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Listen to the latest news stories that matter with Marcelina Ventura Douglas. Weekdays at 5 p.m. on WTJX 93.1, WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here on Analyze This, and it's my understanding that WAPA has some issues on the St. Thomas side of the water. So I reached out to Chanel Peterson. She is communications director, corporate director for communications, I think it is. I asked her to call in, and she's actually on the line right now. Good morning, Ms. Peterson. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice. I'm hearing we got some rumblings on St. Thomas. What's going on?
So, quite a bit. About 2:30 this morning, the power plant at Randolph Harley lost generation. And so we have been experiencing a district-wide outage for St. Thomas and St. John. What we have found is that the fuel coupler was broken on Unit 23, and so it is unavailable to start up. We are not sure if this is residual impact from the lightning strike that happened yesterday. They're still continuing to conduct diagnostics to identify the cause. However, we have been able to bring up another generation unit, so we began closing several feeders as of about 7:30 this morning.
Okay, so there was a lightning strike when yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning there was a very intense lightning strike. In fact, there is coverage of that lightning strike. We're still trying to identify the source of the photographer before sharing it, but that was the initial cause for the loss of power at the plant. And unfortunately, because of the flooding and the extreme weather conditions, it delayed the opportunity for the plant personnel to conduct repairs. So though they weren't able to do that at that time, they were able to conduct diagnostics, trying to identify what exactly was damaged and how to conduct those repairs. So once the flooding did subside, then we were able to start to restore power again for all feeders. Unfortunately, during that time, we also had some challenges in the field with one of the transmission lines, and so that delayed restoration for one of our feeders, Feeder 6B, but we were able to transfer that load to another feeder. In fact, through late last night, they continued to work on the transmission line to essentially bring back the system so it can return to its normal status. And so we're still trying to identify today what's happened, specifically what the cause is, so that we can prevent this issue for the future.
No, so I want to make sure I get this right. So, this is chronologically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rainstorm yesterday morning, a lightning strike during the rainstorm, right?
Yeah.
And then you attempted to bring back up as many feeders as possible, but you did so with the exception of feeder 6B, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then, as a result of the lightning strike, I guess this would be a residual damage. You found out last night at around 2:30 that you had an infrastructure failure because of what happened during the lightning strike?
They're still trying to identify if it is because of what happened during a lightning strike or if it's a completely separate issue that caused the fuel cupper to break.
Okay. Well, you said the fuel, what do you call it? The fuel what?
Fuel coupler.
Okay. Hopefully, one of the technocrats who listening go call in and break that down. Unless you have that technical ability. You got a technical ability to break down the fuel coupler? What is that all about?
No, I do not have that technical ability. In fact, one of the things we are working on is, and because it, to your point that's made, not only is this like, a chronological series of events that's happening, but because these things are happening in different places, so some of the issues are things that are happening at the plant, some of the challenges are because of the impact of the storm, hence why we still are repairing or restoring, excuse me, the pocket outages that are impacting some neighborhoods and some particular streets and homes. And so it is definitely layers that have problems right now based on both the weather, the lightning. And so we are working on having a more detailed response as to what's the fuel coupler, what was the actual damage that was caused by the lightning strike, and so forth. And so we're hoping to put that out later today. But as you can imagine, most of the team is really all hands on deck trying to solve and repair the current challenges.
Okay, so we got to...
At least all the technical folks are.
Yeah. And we go send you to a how would we call this? An infrastructure class, just so that you could know about these different areas, so you could have at least a cursory feel for what's going on. You know what I mean? So that you ain't out there just talking about the outages. Maybe you could give us a little bit more detail as to what's going on there. So as it stands right now, we're going through a conversion right now, is what you're saying, right? We're trying to shift generating power from one area to the other?
No, so right now we were able to bring up Unit 20.
Okay.
And so with Unit 20 being up, we're able to restore several feeders until we are able to...
So you're saying that Unit 20 has the ability to provide generation for multiple feeders?
Exactly.
Okay. We're going along. We learn as we go. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you left out the fact that we are in the heart of a recovery, right? So that complicates things more, doesn't it? I would think.
Remember,
we had the power outages last year, or either last year or year before, and we transitioned to the Wärtsilä's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we had a significant amount of power outages around a short period of time. It was either the summer of 22 or in 23. And luckily, or not just luckily, but, we made the investment. We had the ability to charge up the Wärtsilä's, and they actually served this purpose, at least for a while, and probably have been serving that purpose since then. I'm not sure. But because we're in the recovery and we're going the Wärtsilä route and St. Thomas and St. John, we got the Agreco infrastructure on St. Croix, this can't, that dynamic can't be ignored.
Absolutely. It can't be ignored. A big part of what we're doing as we continue to, as you mentioned, recover is the additional Wärtsilä's and bringing those online.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our challenges are a lack of redundancy, and that's what we're building with the Wärtsilä's, with things like ownership of the Agreco's, with adding additional smaller, efficient generation units on St. Croix. It's going to provide those backup generation units that are needed in the event that our older generation units do go down. And then you can also add the funding that's been provided, or the efforts, excuse me, for the renewable energy and the solar power, and how those sources of energy can also play a role in events where we lose capacity at the plant. And so all of these additional sources of power is going to prevent what we're experiencing right now, which is often, which has been in the, just the last couple of days, that what we call a blackout at the plant. And whenever we're coming from a blackout, which is where there's no generating power that is able to be sent out to the public, we're starting from, again, a blackout. Whereas when we oftentimes lose a generation unit that doesn't have a trickling effect to the other units, then within 20 minutes to an hour, we're able to restore the feeders that were down. But in cases like what we're experiencing today and yesterday, these challenges, they take a bit longer. And so one thing I can note is we were making attempts to utilize the Wärtsilä's as another way, again, to sort of just bring us back online from that black start. And I'm actually receiving updates as we speak that Unit 27 is the unit that we were able to bring online where we are restoring the feeders. And Unit 23 is the unit that has the flue coupling that's broken that they're still trying to repair. So it's Unit 27 that is allowing us to bring back online several feeders.
Not unit 20, unit 27.
Yeah, unit 27.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah.
So 23 has the fuel coupling issue, and unit 27 is the one that we're bringing online to energize feeders.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much for calling on this emergency notice. I actually got some information here from Department of Education that I want to read to the public as well. If you have any other updates, just call in and let us know. We'd appreciate
that.
Okay?
All right, you got it. Thank you.
You got it. That's our mission. Okay. Peterson from the Water and Power Authority. They got some issues over there with Unit 23. No. Let everyone stay. I actually sent a text message to somebody who don't work with WAPA to see if they could call in on the line there, to see if they could break down from a technical standpoint. So don't worry about that right now. Because I want to read this, how you say, press release, by, the Department of Education as released to St. Thomas and St. John District for today, right? Schools in the St. Thomas, St. John District will remain closed until at least 10 a.m. on Thursday due to a second consecutive day of power outages. The Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority attributed the interruption to a generation loss affecting the entire district. In a statement, WAPA announced, please be advised that the islands of St. Thomas and St. John are experiencing an island-wide outage due to a generation loss. WAPA plant personnel are continuing restoration efforts to bring service back online. We apologize for the inconvenience. And, of course, we just spoke with Ms. Peterson about that. Thank you for your patience while personnel work diligently and safely. The Virgin Islands Department of Education has announced that essential workers should report to work at 9 a.m., which is another 25 minutes or so from now, while students and all other staff will report for a delayed start at 10 a.m. This unfortunate event has affected our ability to conduct regular operations in the district, VI Department of Education said. Education officials said they are actively monitoring the situation and are on standby. For further information regarding power restoration efforts, the department has emphasized the importance of timely communication and will keep the public informed via official channels. Okay, so just to give some more details, schools remain closed until at least 10 a.m. and essential workers should report to work for 9 a.m. Okay, good. We got Carla on the line. Oh, we actually got John Gotti on the line. Okay, good. So that's good. So let me shift this conversation to the Calypso Monarch for 2024, the one and only John Gotti, out of the district of St. Thomas and St. John. Good morning, Mr. Monarch, and welcome to Analyze This.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Everything level so far.
Okay, that's good. So, this the first time you won or the second time?
Yeah, I won in 2018 and I won in 2024.
Okay, so this is your second go around. So, congratulations.
Respect.
With all of that. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from St. Lucia, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, originally from St. Lucia.
Okay.
But right now, you know, I reside right there in the Virgin Islands, you know. St. John Love City.
Okay, you're based on St. John?
Yeah, man, that's my base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So, anything we do right now, you know, we represent Virgin Islands and St. Lucia. Anywhere we go. In my music career.
How long are you living in St. John now?
Well, from since 2003, 2004, yeah, them areas there. Eh?
Okay, so 20 years?
Yeah, man.
Okay. What was it like? What was it like transitioning from your home island to St. John?
Well, you know, there are certain things that, you know, if you want to better your life, sometimes you have to take some risk, you know?
Yes.
And in terms of where you have to take care of the family and, you know, and you have to step up your game to make yourself uncomfortable for a while so you could be comfortable after.
You always had a love for music?
That's my life. Music and my life, that, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, in my village, in St. Lucia, I do all events, is me that the MC, you know? I always sing a lot of karaoke. I do karaoke stuff in different bars. And Junior Calypso, and, you know, I in everything when it comes to music. I was in the church choir also, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's just in me. It just ran through my blood, in my veins, you know?
What's the biggest similarity between St. John and St. Lucia?
Boy.
St. John is love city. You got love in St. Lucia like you got love in St. John?
Yeah, man. St. Lucia is love, you know, non-stop, you know. St. Lucia is love. But everywhere you go, you have bad mind, you know. Don't forget that. But you know, I always put the positive over the negative, you know.
Yeah.
So I always stay focused on the positive. So I really don't worry about the negative part about it.
Yeah, you mentioned your village. Which village in St. Lucia?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm from a village named Anslery Village. It's a fishing village. It's like 10 miles from the city.
10 miles from Castries or Mikud?
From Castries.
From Castries, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The capital.
Okay, good. Here in the Virgin Islands, we're going to a break now, but I just wanted to know that here in the Virgin Islands, a lot of St. Lucians live on St. Croix, and a lot of people from Dominica live on St. Thomas and St. John. So it's interesting that you're actually a St. Lucian from the St. Thomas, St. John district. The majority of the St. Lucians in the Virgin Islands.
In St. Croix.
Actually live on St. Croix. That's correct. We got John Gotti, Calypso Monarch 2024 Carnival. And when he come back, I want to know why he take this gangster name to be a Calypsonian. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have some fun with that in a little while. So hold on there 1 second. We'll take a break and we'll come back right after this.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here on Analyze This, and we got the one and only Calypso Monarch 2024, second time around winner, John Gotti, out of the island of St. John, Love City. Good morning once again, King.
Yes, sir. Hello.
All is well. I'm glad to have you on. What's your name?
Well, birth name is Lucas Evans.
Lucas Evans. Okay, good thing. And your stage name is John Gotti, right?
Yes, sir.
Ain't had no gangster in St. Lucia for you to use a St. Lucian gangster name. How come you take this Gambino man name out of New York City? Why John Gotti?
well, my friend and him named me John Gotti as a youth one growing up. Because
so the whole story coming out now. You are bad man when you are small.
I won't say a bad man, but a leader. I always bring that out, you know, just always not a follower and always want to be a leader, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my whole clique, you know, everybody, friends and family, you know. So one day we were chilling and them guys like, Gotti, will give you a name, John Gotti, man, the boss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always make things happen, like when we say we broke up, like Christmas coming and, you know, our family, our parents don't have money to buy some brand new clothes for us and some shoes. And so I'll find a way to make sure everybody gets brand new clothes and brand new shoes.
But wait, when we are small, the person that we used to think about in that regard is Robin Hood, right? Who's the rabbi all of them rich man to make sure the people in the village could eat and that kind of thing. But you got with John Gotti? I mean, what really going on?
So like say, we had a clique of like 8 guys, you know, we went to school together, but I used to make sure I say, okay guys, so you know Christmas coming, so let me go and set some traps to get some crabs, and let me do certain things like I will do certain things, like I'll do a car wash kind of thing, I'll do stuff like a little freestyle show by the ghetto, I'll do some parties, and because I'm a chef also, you know.
Oh yeah? So,
yeah, I'm okay. A chef at Canilbe Resort for like 12 years.
Oh, so you take a hit when a hurricane slam Ayo then?
Yeah, man. But it's okay, you know, because it makes you always think out of the box.
What yes.
You move because you can't be too comfortable one place.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great thing, though, because like, you never know your full self when you end up in a situation like that.
Okay.
So you telling me
Ayo in St. Lucia? And are you mining these gangster in America about John Gotti for Joe? No, I just having some fun with that. It's interesting. So you got this name. So when you came to St. John, you already had this nickname already then?
Yeah, me already had that name. So we just go flow it with. We'll just flow with it.
Okay, that's good. So so you came to St. John, when did you start getting into competition?
Well, you know, I was asking around, but nobody really gave me the correct vibe to who to go to, and because so like I remember I asked Super T like in 2015, because I met Super T, you know, and I loved his music.
Okay.
And I approached him and told him, listen, I wanna come to join that thing, and you know, he was telling me like, yeah man, but then people will fight St. John Dong and you know and stuff like this, you know.
Super T from St. John?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's the first runner-up also.
Yeah. I heard his name. Yeah.
When I was asking around, that was the scene. That man, them people would never give you crown there, boy. And, you know, them people that fight down St. John and from St. John and all kind of thing like this.
Yeah.
So it makes me a little bit just lapse on it, you know? But in 2018, I say, you know what? I don't care if they're fighting. No, in 2017 it was. That's the first year I came on. I say, I don't care if they're fighting down. I just going to do my best and know what I do best and do it to my best of my ability. You know? So I went and I joined and stuff. And I think the first year, I didn't place, but I get like, I end up fourth or something like that.
Yeah. Did you learn from that experience?
Yeah. So I decide I know what to do because that was my first time. So I said the next year I'm going for that crown. And so did. 2018, I won the crown.
No. 2018, we were still dealing with recovery. So there was a celebration. There was a carnival in 2018.
Yeah, it's after the 2018 they had the hurricane.
No, the hurricane hit September of 2017.
No, it can't be because I won in 2018.
No, listen to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your first year in competition you said was 2017, right? And that was in April of 2017, right? April, May. For St. Thomas Carnival, right?
Yeah.
The hurricane them hit in September of that year, and then the following year when we had Carnival, you win the Carnival crown. The Calypso Monarch in 2018, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Good. And then we had Carnival in 2019, and then we didn't have it in 2020 because of COVID, right?
Right. We didn't have it for like 2 years or something.
So when you defended your crown in 2019, what happened in that competition?
Yeah, when I defended my crown, I came in second.
You came in first run up or second run up?
Second run up.
Second run up. Okay. And then we didn't have it in 2020, right?
Right.
Okay. Good. So how did you make out during COVID?
Yeah, COVID was a great experience for me, but I took it light because I accustomed to that kind of life. A lot of people didn't know the way to survive in them times because everybody always on a luxury life. But where I raised and how I raised in St. Lucia, I could afford to live easy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put my 3 stones there with my wood. I cook my food with my and my fresh wood. And I take my meat. I put it to dry. Put salt on it. It was like back in the days. So it was easy for me because that's how I raised my grandmother and my great-grandmother, you know?
Wow. That's awesome that you were...
It wasn't not even a problem for me with no power and nothing like this. You know what I'm saying? It was just cool.
That's awesome.
And it was like, it made me and think way back like, wow, I miss those days with my great-grandmother, man.
Well, you were resourceful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had that ability from before and it came back to help you. During those times, who were your musical influences growing up?
Oh boy!
What kind of music is your first love?
Well, me is a dancehall artist also, you know. Me reggaeton, you know.
That's what I'm gonna ask. So you had reggae influences?
Yeah, man, I love the reggae influence and
who were your reggae influences growing up?
So me reggae like and dancehall is more like Barrington Levy and Beanie Man, you know.
What you know about Barrington Levy and Beanie Man? Seriously, what you know about them legends there?
Yeah? A lot of big tunes, man. Them from youth. You see, my uncle when I used to live with my great grandmother, my uncle used to live there. That's all he listened to.
Yeah.
Barrington Levy, Peter Tosh. So mm-hmm. He grew up with Gregory Isaac. You know, you grew up with them kind of thing.
What you know about them kind of legend, man? Them some big name you calling them. I wonder if you understand the greatness of them names you calling them. Gregory Isaac. What you know about the cool ruler? What you know about Gregory Isaac?
The cool ruler, man. That's the name. That's the real boy there.
That one there, right? Look. He got a song named Hush Darling. Mm-mm.
Yes, sir.
When a woman hear Hush Darling, that's like butter, you know. After that, then she no good again. After you hear Hush Darling, you know.
One of my big tunes from Gregory Isaac is tell her and try her best just to make it quick.
Oh gosh. We take it easy, cause it's still morning. It's still morning, right?
It ain't
even 9 o'clock yet, so take it easy. We really want to break them down so early in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
One of my favorite type of music is cadence music, right?
Oh,
Grammax. Grammax is one of my 5 favorite bands. You know about the Grammax?
From Dominica.
Yeah. You know about the Grammax?
Yeah, man. The thing about me, I listen to all kind of music.
You have to
inspire me in different levels.
You have to.
Like Trinidad, Caicedo, if you come home every day, you must have playing Chuck Dust and Crocro.
What do you know about Chuck Dust and Crocro? What do you know about these people? What do you know about these people?
No, I have my people that I follow.
Do you know that Chuck Dust was a university professor at the University of the Virgin Islands?
Right there, yeah, we talk because we on a show. We were
you've met Hollis Liverpool, the mighty Jack Dust.
Yeah, personally.
Okay, that's good.
We perform on a show together.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I like that. My favorite daughter trainer, that is Shadow.
Yeah, next time, not the master again. The master is boss.
Yeah, everybody know that Sparrow is the greatest because he's an entertainer and all that stuff. My favorite because of lyrics and all that stuff is Shadow.
Obviously, right now, me and Crazy is doing a collab soon.
What do you know about Crazy? What do you know about Crazy?
Yeah, we just met, and he loved my energy and my vibe so bad, so he told me that we need to do a collab. So
I think his name is Edwin Ayong.
Yes, hi, Edwin Ayong.
Yeah.
So he just sent me some music there, so we could do some collab together.
Yeah, I believe he's half Venezuelan, because you could tell from here that he's 100% Trini.
So we met in they had the Kings of Kings show in St. Thomas at the school, Anthony School.
Yeah.
Like couple Fridays about, couple weeks about.
So Crazy was here in the Virgin House?
Yeah, he shot Shirt and King Nelson, and I performed with them. They had put me on the show.
Wait. Lord Nelson, Shot, and Crazy?
Was right there in the Antilles School in St. Thomas. That was, man, a great show, man.
Nah, man, oh, guys, I didn't know about that. Them is some of the greatest lyricists ever, man.
Right.
The King,
right.
Lord Nelson for King Liar. King Liar.
Yes, I.
You like that one? And of course, Shard Shot with Taurus Lego. Great.
Listen. Everybody start to sing along. Them man couldn't even sing.
They don't need to sing because everybody know the words.
Everybody singing it from word to word.
Hear it there?
When Nelson dropped the King Liar, everybody...
Yeah, man. I know some of you wouldn't believe me. But if I like, ask my good friend, Marky. Yeah, man. Big tune. I talk about Debo, Willie Outrageous, and Liar the Lion. Yeah.
When Crazy dropped Nanny Wind Up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Look now. Take it easy. It's still morning. I just tell it to take it easy. John Gotti. I want the girl to go on to bed and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
But I must give thanks as we speak, I must give
thanks. No, you got to do it. You got to give praise to the elders, right?
Yeah, man, and give thanks to my fans and them, to make it happen too, because they will support, they're supporting me to the fullest.
That's all right.
I'll have to give big up man like Spum for arranging my music for me.
That's what I want to talk about real quick. You write your own lyrics?
Well, my writer and I, we from Junior Calypso. So I come with my, probably I get an idea, I write my verse and my chorus and I send it to him on WhatsApp and we start writing.
Okay, good.
For WhatsApp.
Okay, good. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I just want you to know that there's nothing wrong with that. Okay?
Yeah.
You're an entertainer, you're a mic man, and some of the greatest artists in the world, they got people that write music for them and all that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah. So don't feel no way about that at all. Your
200
job
is better. 200 is better than one.
And you're
I've been working for a guy called Waggy.
But your job is to perform and entertain. That's what you are.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So talk about your music arranger. You mentioned his name. What's his name? Spam.
And I have a guy named Malvin Gums.
Oh yeah, yes, a Spectrum band.
Yes, I do a great job on Inflated, one of the big songs right now. Malvin and another good friend of mine, man, they work together hard.
When you talk to Malvin again, tell him to check me because I need to get him on my show. We used to work together. He worked at Papa Education, right? Back in the day. So when you talk to him, tell him to check me. Okay?
Yeah, I talk to him, man, every time because I have to go and record 3 other songs for St. John Carnival.
Okay, that's good. So you're getting ready for 4th of July?
Yeah, man, I want everybody to come support the vibe. I'll be on stage. Everything will be great. You don't know how the thing's set. Also, letting the public know that John Gotti and Friends concert will be coming anytime soon this year. So we're working hard on it,
When you're coming, St. Croix, so we could send some of our people after you and knock your head off on St. Croix. When you're coming, St. Croix.
boy. I always St. Croix, so to speak. And I've come there just to chill for a weekend because I have a lot of friends. I have my godmother over there. I have a lot of people there.
Yeah. No, look, I just tease him. I just trash talking. Don't get me wrong. You could come over here and take the money and go back to St. Thomas or St. John. That'll happen in competition. I just having some fun. You know that.
And that's what I like.
Lady Mac ain't no joke. Lady Mac is real.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
Lady Mack is a boss, girl.
That's right, boss at. She's a boss at. You know what I mean? So
she's a beast.
Yeah, she
when brings. I come with my app, she have to know she have problems.
I like that. Hey, look, man, King, it was good talking to you this morning, man. Don't be a stranger. You know what I'm saying? And congratulations on winning the Calypso Monarch for the St. Thomas Carnival for a second time. Any people you want to thank in the last minute, go ahead and thank them right now.
Like to thank all my fans and them again. You know, big up on Shamara for my costume, for my all-in-green costume. She sponsored me that. Big up all my sponsors. You understand? Big up, you know. St. John people, me love you. Same with St. Thomas people, St. Croix, the whole Virgin Islands. You know, give love because me can't thank everybody through the phone. I just have to say everybody give thanks and enough love and enough support. Me enjoy everything. You done all the things said. Big up my wifey for standing beside me. Even there every day she telling me, oh, you only making noise in my head every night. practicing. But it is what it is, you know. Right now, you know, everything good, man. But I just want to strengthen health so I could defend that crown next year.
Without a doubt.
So let's let them know.
You're looking forward to the year as being a Calypso Monarch and representing St. Thomas. You're going to Antigua? You're going to different islands? Or?
Well, that's the plan. They're trying to set up that for me so I could go over.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. The one I know...
Not afraid, Lord. I know I could make the grade. Calypso, that's my trade.
What is this? Lucas Evans, better known as Jan Gatti, the Carnival the Carnival Monarch for 2024. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Big up on yourself.
Thank you, man. And good luck. Man. Good luck going forward, okay?
Respect, I appreciate it.
All the time. You got it.
Man.
Thanks
big
a lot.
Big up all my St. Lucia people over St. Croix. Love alone.
You got it. All the time. That's Jan Gatti, Calypso King, Monarch, St. Thomas. Be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
The PBS NewsHour has a rich legacy of in-depth reporting and strong storytelling.
Only four people have sat in that chair before us, and the enormity of this moment is not lost on me. People turn to us because they know they can hear from trusted sources of information and news.
That won't change a bit, even as the faces behind the desk change.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Bennett.
And I'm Amna Nawaz.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.